This is a Zero Agenda News podcast. This episode is based on an evidence-graded timeline research paper published at zeroagendanews.com. Every claim in the paper is labeled by confidence and tied to sources, so what follows separates documented fact from inference and interpretation. How Riyadh moved from proxy confrontation and blockade politics towards selective détente, while new tensions with the UAE exposed the limits of Gulf unity. The paper covers the period from 1979 to 2026. It has 20 timeline entries, 15 graded as fact and 5 graded as conjecture. This episode follows the strongest points in the record and keeps the confidence labels audible. The first phase is revolutionary rivalry and Arab diplomacy from 1979 to 2002. 1979. Iran's revolution turns relations between Saudi Arabia and Iran into a regional ideological and security rivalry. The paper treats that as the clearest starting point for the modern rivalry between Riyadh and Tehran. The rivalry later operated through allied governments and non-state actors in Syria, Yemen, Iraq, Bahrain, and Lebanon. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as inference rather than settled fact. March 2002. Saudi Arabia proposes the Arab Peace Initiative. Crown Prince Abdullah's initiative offered Arab normalization with Israel in exchange for two conditions. First, Israeli withdrawal from territories occupied in 1967. Second, acceptance of an independent Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. The initiative became the formal Arab League framework for linking normalization to Palestinian statehood. This entry is graded as fact. The second phase is Iraq, Syria, and regional polarization, from 2003 to 2014. 2003, the Iraq War opens a new competition between Saudi Arabia and Iran over Baghdad. The fall of Saddam Hussein removed a Sunni Arab buffer state. It also created a new political arena for Iranian influence. Saudi Arabia gradually sought to rebuild ties with Iraq as a counterweight. The 2017 Saudi and Iraqi Coordination Council became an institutional expression of that reset. This entry is graded as fact. 2011, the Arab uprisings widened Saudi regional confrontation. The Arab uprisings intensified Saudi concerns over regime stability, Iran-aligned movements, the Muslim Brotherhood, and state collapse. Saudi policy hardened in Bahrain, Syria, Yemen, and Egypt, while Qatar and Turkey backed Islamist currents that Riyadh and Abu Dhabi viewed as threats. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. The third phase is escalation. Yemen, Qatar, embassy rupture, abcake, from 2015 to 2020. March 2015, Saudi Arabia leads military intervention in Yemen. Saudi Arabia led a coalition into Yemen after the Houthis seized Sana'a and advanced against the internationally recognized government. United Nations Security Council Resolution 2216, adopted in April 2015, demanded Houthi withdrawal from seized areas and imposed targeted sanctions and arms embargo measures. This entry is graded as fact. January 2016, Saudi Arabia cuts diplomatic relations with Iran after attacks on Saudi missions. Saudi Arabia severed diplomatic ties with Iran after protesters attacked Saudi diplomatic missions in Tehran and Mashhad following Riyadh's execution of Shia cleric Nimr al-Nimr. The rupture formalized a period of open confrontation. It also hardened the regional bloc logic that shaped later conflicts in Yemen, Lebanon, Syria, Bahrain, and Qatar. This entry is graded as fact. June 2017, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt impose a blockade on Qatar. The four states cut ties with Qatar and issued demands. They demanded the closure of Al Jazeera, an end to the Turkish military presence, severed alleged links to Islamist groups, and reduced diplomatic ties with Iran. Qatar rejected the demands as an infringement on sovereignty. This entry is graded as fact. The fourth phase is de-escalation. Al Ula, Turkey, Iran, Syria, from 2021 to 2023. The 5th of January, 2021. The Al Ula Declaration ends the formal Qatar blockade. Bahrain, Egypt, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates concluded the declaration that day. The agreement restored formal Gulf ties after the Qatar blockade. It did not erase disputes over media, Islamists, Turkey, and Iran, but it did mark a major shift toward de-escalation inside the Gulf Cooperation Council. This entry is graded as fact. July 2021. A dispute between Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates inside OPEC Plus reveals economic rivalry. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates reached a compromise after standoff over crude output baselines. Abu Dhabi wanted a higher production baseline under any extended output deal. Riyadh sought to preserve group discipline. The public disagreement is evidence that the partnership had become more openly competitive. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. April 2022. Turkey and Saudi Arabia reset after years of hostility. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's visit to Saudi Arabia marked a major repair step. Relations had been damaged by Turkey's support for Qatar during the blockade, its backing of Islamist movements, and the fallout from Jamal Khashoggi's murder in Istanbul. CFR described the trip as part of Turkey's wider effort to break out of regional isolation. This entry is graded as fact. The 10th of March, 2023. Saudi Arabia and Iran agree in Beijing to restore diplomatic relations. China hosted and sponsored the talks. The agreement said the two states would resume diplomatic relations, reopen embassies and missions within 2 months, and revive earlier security and cooperation agreements. Iraq and Oman were credited for earlier dialogue rounds. The agreement was a formal diplomatic reset, not a settlement of all proxy conflicts. This entry is graded as fact. The fifth phase is managed tensions after Gaza and the southern Yemen shock, from 2024 to 2026. November 2024. The China, Saudi Arabia, and Iran Committee says the Beijing Agreement is still being implemented. The second Trilateral Joint Committee met in Riyadh on the 19th of November. Saudi Arabia and Iran reaffirmed commitment to the Beijing Agreement. They also noted progress in consular services for Iranian pilgrims and supported a political solution to Yemen under United Nations auspices. This entry is graded as fact. 2025. A Lebanon thaw begins as Saudi Arabia reassesses pressure on Hezbollah-dominated politics. Relations had deteriorated in 2021 after Lebanese Minister George Kordahi criticized the Saudi-led war in Yemen, and Riyadh cited Hezbollah's dominance of Lebanese politics. By 2026, Associated Press reported that Saudi Arabia lifted its ban on Lebanese imports. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as inference rather than settled fact. December 2025. United Arab Emirates-backed STC advances in Hadramaut and Mara expose tension with Saudi Arabia. Associated Press described the Southern Transitional Council as an umbrella of armed groups trained and financed by the United Arab Emirates. The council expanded across southern Yemen. It seized areas in Hadramaut, including Sayyan oil fields, energy installations, Petro Marsila facilities, the presidential palace, and the international airport. This entry is graded as fact. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The Saudi reset is defensive, not sentimental. Riyadh did not become aligned with Iran, Qatar, Turkey, Assad, or Hezbollah. It reduced the cost of open confrontation where coercion was failing, or where escalation threatened the kingdom's economic transformation. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The United Arab Emirates is the hardest relationship because it is both partner and peer competitor. Iran is the strategic rival, but Abu Dhabi is the more complex day-to-day competitor. Abu Dhabi and Riyadh cooperate against Iran-aligned actors and political Islam, yet they compete over OPEC policy, logistics, ports, investment, Yemen's south, and regional leadership. The 2025 and 2026 Southern Yemen episode made that tension visible because it touched Saudi Arabia's border security and the future structure of Yemen itself. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Yemen links every Saudi regional problem. Yemen is where the rivalry with Iran, the competition with the United Arab Emirates, Red Sea security, border defense, oil infrastructure risk, and state fragmentation all converge. The Houthis keep the Iranian-aligned pressure point alive in the north. The STC episode showed that even anti-Houthi partners can become a direct Saudi security concern if they change facts on the ground near the Saudi border. The closing point is simple. Saudi Arabia's regional reset is defensive, not sentimental. The hardest relationship may now be Abu Dhabi because the United Arab Emirates is both partner and peer competitor. The Southern Yemen episode made that tension visible. The practical recommendation is direct. Treat competition between Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates as structural, not temporary. Analysts should track Yemen, OPEC Plus, ports, investment rules, and Red Sea security as connected arenas of competition. A public diplomatic smile does not erase divergent national strategies. The second recommendation is just as direct. Separate diplomatic normalization between Saudi Arabia and Iran from proxy de-escalation. The Beijing agreement is real, but it should not be treated as evidence that Iran-aligned armed networks have disappeared or that Yemen, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Bahrain are settled. The central takeaway is this. The documented timeline matters because it separates what is established from what is inferred, and it makes the uncertainty visible instead of hiding it. This episode was adapted from the full evidence-graded timeline, where you can read the source-linked paper, review each confidence label, and inspect the evidence directly. Every claim sourced, every conclusion labeled. ZeroAgendaNews.com.